Now that we've all made it through the empathy exams, I want to talk about it. I wouldn't say that this was one of those life-changing stare at the ceiling reads. It was interesting, and a few chapters definitely stood out. Overall, my gut reaction to the book, I would call it good, not great. Like, some of the essays, they clicked and really had me leading in. Other of them, I just kind of skipped and skimmed and was like, eh, no thanks. A few of the standout moments for me in this would be like the first chapter, like the empathy exams, when the doctors had to take an empathy exam and there was actors pretending to be sick. And the fact that Leslie Jamison admits that she was also like acting in that time frame too, a little bit, not just like as a literal actor, but also like she was already at that point thinking that she was going to be writing about this experience. It kind of got me thinking just like throughout the entire book, you know, on it got me thinking about that part of like, if she's doing that for that first chapter, and she references it later in the book too, that she's doing these things and thinking that she's going to be writing about them. It brought a little bit of a different flavor when I was reading through it. Also, the other chapter, the Morgellons chapter, it was so long. It was so detailed and so gross. The chapter, the Barkley Marathons, I loved it. The runners, the grit, the eccentric organizer. Honestly, I would love to read an entire book about him. The last chapter, the one about how women's pain gets like her breakdown of the book Carrie by Stephen King, the blood, the expectations put on women's bodies. Like, it's not until women's bodies go through like horrific pain. And then it's like, oh, your story is worth telling, you know? And that chapter was so cutting and so brutal and so on point. Like, yeah. Some of the themes and big questions that kept making me wonder, like, when does empathy become performance? Like, I was thinking about if you're writing about pain, of your pain of your own or someone else's, like for Leslie, are you documenting this or are you sort of like staging it? And like, when does that become, it starts to become that question of like, what is real? Like in the scientific method, like when you're observing something, it changes the outcome. Or I mean, it doesn't automatically change the outcome, but observing it does change it in a way. So that was kind of what was running through my head. I was reading this too. Like, if this book were a meal, I would say that it would be one of those long tasting menu meals where there's a few courses that they just blow you away. And then there's some that it's like, yeah, you choke them down. They're okay. And then there's that one where you're just like, you wish you had stayed home and ordered pizza, you know, and that would be the Morgellons one for me. If you've ever wondered if you're feeling empathy or performing empathy, this book would be your jam. If women's pain in our culture has ever wanted you to just to like punch something or throw something across the room, like, again, this book would definitely be for you too. My rating for this book, it's definitely worth reading. It's not a book that I'm going to be clutching close to my chest forever. Like, you know, this book was, I would say that it's good. I wouldn't say that it's great. Like for me, my rating would be like 3.5, maybe 4 stars. I don't know. If you've read the book, what chapters grabbed you? What were the ones, and maybe what were the ones that you skimmed? And did that last essay on Carrie hit you and grab you as much as it did for me? So drop a comment, follow along, hit that subscribe button, do whatever, all the things. You can also find me over at, you know, Instagram, on other social medias too. So find me there. I do actually have some different things that I do on Instagram as opposed to like podcasting and all the things. So come join me in this universe. Yeah. And happy reading, everybody. Smooches.